Mishlei Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalid and Hey. Im Tevakshenu Kakesef Vechamat Moinim Techapesenu Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem V'das Elikim Timtza. Now, even before we look at the Biur HaGra, we have to look at these psukim and we discover the symmetry and the parallel, which indicates to us the differences. As I always point out, if something has nothing in common, you're speaking about apples and screwdrivers, there's very little to talk about, because apples are fruits and screwdrivers are tools, and Mayinyan Shmita Etzel HaSinai. But if you speak about apples and oranges, you're already comparing two fruits. And if you speak about certain kinds of apples, Macintosh apples and delicious apples, so then you're speaking already more precisely, but still they're two different kinds of fruits, two different kinds of apples. So here you have lishonos that are very similar, so therefore it invites comparison, and in the comparison we discover tremendous yediyus and chidushim. So the first comparison, tevakshena and techapesena, these are two verbs of searching. But levakesh is different than lechapes. Lechapes reminds us of a bedikas chametz idea. There's an act of searching in deeper recesses, in darker places. It's something that requires going into a hidden place. The vakshena can be looking for something, but also desiring something or trying to achieve something. The chapesena is more of an act of searching. So the next chiluk, kesef and matmoinim. Well, kesef is silver, it also means money in general. And matmoinim are hidden things. So matmoinim applies the word to chapsena. If it's hidden, you have to search it out in its hidden place. And tevakshena ka kesef v'cha matmoinim to chapsena. We have to understand what is the mashal that it's trying to achieve. What nimshal is it to this mashal of tevakshena ka kesef versus kamatmoinim to chapsena? By the way, I want to point something out to you, that many times in terms of the poetry of the language, you'll notice that the first one has the verb at the beginning, and the second phrase has the verb at the end. Now, if a person wants to, he can even make that a Torah, and I'm sure that there is a Torah in it. In other words, Kakesef has the Bakosha first, and Techapesena has the Matmoinim first. So in other words, the verb comes at the beginning of Tevakshena Kakesef and at the end of Chamatmoinim Techapesena. Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem V'Da'as Elokim Timtza. Here you have also two parallel phrases which are similar enough to ask what's the chiluk between them. Tovin is versus Timtza. Yiras Hashem is versus Das Elokim, and Hashem is versus Elokim. The parallel of Hashem and Elohim, names of course of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but nevertheless we would like to ask, why is the word Hashem, the Shem Havaya mentioned in the first phrase, Dafka, and why is Shem Elohim in the second phrase, Dafka? So you get the drift, that's the way we learn all of Mishlei together, and the Bir Agra helps us tremendously in this. I just have to warn you about something here. The second Bir Agra, the one of Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem, I would like to devote an entire shiur to Bli Neder Ubali Shvua, and I mean that seriously. Tafah Masach Koyach for the second Bir Agra, to give you all the hakdomas that are necessary. But the second Bir Agra is Be'ikar in Kabbalah in Yonim, related to Kabbalah in Yonim, anyhow. And that's a shiur b'fnei atzmai. I brought it here because it's connected to the two psukim that we are learning. But the first Bir Agra says as follows. He immediately enters upon the chiluk between what and what? Techapsena and tevakshen. Ki bakosha hu al dova hanevad mekaymai ayehu. Bakosha is, we don't know where it is. We lost its place. We are confounded as to its location. Where is it? Levakesh, he's learning, es achai onoichi mevakesh. What does it mean? I don't know where they are. Right? Ubikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha umatzasa. It's a terrible, terrifying, in that sense, terrible, a terrifying concept that we'll be so lost that where we will be in that lost place, because we are Rachmanu Litzlan enmeshed in our chatayim, and we want to do tshuva. So the first thing is ubikashta misham. There's a bakasha. Why is it a bakasha? Because we don't know where Hashem is. Rachmanu Litzlan. Ubikashta misham es Hashem Elokecha. And the proof is it says umatzasa. What do you mean umatzasa? If you're doing tshuva, it's not umatzasa. The matzasa goes on Hashem Elokecha. You're going to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll find Him. Hashem is everywhere, like that little children's song. Hashem is truly everywhere. So what's the pshat? The pshat is when a person is meruchak, he doesn't know where Hashem is. He's lost his way. It's a peledik pasuk. Ubikashtem misham es Hashem Elokecha. The Vilna Gaon himself quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. You know, many times Tehillim is written without the hay. As you have here the reference, Tehillim. And it's in Kuf Yud Tes. The Kuf Yud Tes is the very well-known Perek that has eight times the Aleph Beis. And this is, of course, Tav. Ta'isi kesel eved, bakesh avdecha. V'chein kesef l'harviach. Ein odom yoidea bamel l'histaker. V'derech ha'odom l'vakesh achareyem v'hoylech mimokom l'mokom l'harviach. L'ze omer t'vakshenu ka'kesef. People are searching for parnasa. They look here, they look there. People who are in business, they don't know, especially in Mischer, with Schoira, they sell Shmatis, whatever it is that they do, they don't know where the Hatzlocha will be. So they go Mimokim Lemokim. So they're looking for their Hatzlocha. So that's Im Tevakshena Kakesef. V'chamat Moinim Techapesena. He says the difference between Bikush and Chipus, according to the Grah, is that both are unknown to us. But the first one, Kakesef, does not have a specific and precise location. Chipus, the thing is in a specific place. You have to find it. Chamat Moinim Techapesena, Derech Dover Hatamun B'mokom Yodua, Shemunach Umutman Basode U'B'mokom, Ve'ein Yodea Mekoymoy Mamish, Tzorech Lechapis B'yodayim. He says somebody knows that the treasure is buried in this field, but how does he know where it is exactly? So he has to dig. So that's matmoinim techapesen. So his first one is he doesn't know where it is, bechlal, and the second one is he doesn't know precisely where it is, but he knows it's over here somewhere. Va'inyan, oh, tzar chipus b'yadayim, but zeshay chipus b'dova atomun shetoman hu o avosav, and then he forgot. Or he knows that his father left a Yerusha, an oitzer, a treasure chest, buried somewhere in the walls of the house. So he, unfortunately, he may have to dig a hole in every wall of the house. There was a story, there was a house before this shul was built, on this property was a house. And there was a story that once upon a time, in one of the earlier owners of the house, there was some mafia fellow, and that he had buried a huge amount of treasure somewhere. And of course, the people who bought the house had carried with them that legend, that story, that maisa. So we figured that what are they supposed to do? They're not going to demolish the house that they live in. But now we had a golden opportunity. We're taking the house apart anyhow to build a shul. And it would have been a very nice thing. So Rabbanu Shlom, said Kivayochel. He said to us, "What's the glick if you find an oitzer of money from a ganav and a gazlan, a mafia guy? You don't want that. You want that the oilam kedoshim with the hirim yirei shamayim and tzaddikim should participate in building the shul." So we never found it. Anyhow, the kitzer does up the gra. The Gros says, "Kamat Moinim Techapesena." He left it in a place, but he doesn't know precisely where. Or he had it be Yerusha, and he doesn't know exactly where his father buried it. Va'inyan Sheineged Torah U'Mitzvos. So he says again that this pasuk's parallel, the comparison that invites distinction, distinguishing one from the other, what is making it distinct, he says, is one is referring to Torah, and the other one is referring to mitzvahs. So he says, "Inyan sheineged Torah mitzvah shel Torah tzarich levakish kekesef." You don't know where your hatzlocha and Torah will be, with what rebbe, and in what place. So you go mimakom lemakom, mi'ir le'ir. The Birka Shmuel, Zechayinu Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kamenitz, used to begin his shiurim, so I'm told, by his Talmidim, Kindalach Mevakshei Hashem. That's how he began. Kindalach Mevakshei Hashem. Kindalach, because banim, elu ha-talmidim. What's Mevakshei Hashem? The Gemara Maseches Brocha says, what is the pasuk v'hayokom Mevakshei Hashem? Elu talmidei chachomim ha-makatsim ragleim v'olchim imakom ul-makom il ilmoy Torah. So he had many people who came from all parts of the world, from America, even there were talmidim. And Kal v'chomer from Germany, and from Poland, from Russia, from everywhere, from all the shtetlach. So they were Mevakshei Hashem, because they were going, they were leaving their homes, and they were mevakish, have a goyle le mekaim Torah. Zok de goy. Levakish ke kesef a leilach me'ir le'iru me'medina le'medina le'lmai Torah. V'zewim tevakshenu ka kesef hainu la Torah. What's v'chamat moinim techapesena? Referring to mitzvahs. Achashem t'munim utzfunim biyodoy ad eis boy zmana mitzvah. Remember, we learned that already, that the mitzvah has a specific time. Torah does not have any specific time or place, but mitzvahs have a specific time. So it remains kivayochol hidden in your hands. Va'oz yechapes achar yichoseo v'dikdukeo b'mokim shetoman tachas yodoy. Kloimar. Right? He refers to the pasuk that we learned that we were masbir. Baruch Hashem, that mitzvoisai are tzofun, like the afikoyman is called tzofun. Why? Because it's hidden. The mitzvahs are hidden because they have a specific time. What the Vilna Gaon is saying here, though, is a lot deeper than what appears on the surface. This is also matmoinim. What he says is matmoinim. You have to dig it out a little bit. You have to find it and dig it out. What he's saying is that yediyas ha-Torah is betarte. There's a yediyah for the sake of yediyah, and there's a yediyah for the sake of lemaisa. The Rambam says that why is Torah kodem lemaisa? Why is Torah always before mitzvah? Because Talmud is kodem lemaisa, he says, because it's mevi lidei maisa. The remarkable thing about this point is that he's not saying that Talmud is the ikar because it's the closest we can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the abstract Torah learning has its inherent value, like Nasa v'Nishma, even after the Asiya, Nishma, there's a separate Nishma. He doesn't say that. He says because Talmud is mevi lidei maisa. And the Rambam says in a very critical thing, which a number of Svarim, I've seen it already in a number of Svarim, and I always thought that that was myself. I thought that was the Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's a chiyuv of a father to teach his son. What happens if loy lim doyoviv? If the father didn't teach his son. So somebody would ask you, when does the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah kick in if the father is teaching his son? So the mitzvah of the father begins Mishayaschel Adabim Aviv Malam Dei Torah, and that's not a mitzvah of Chinuch only, which is Midrabbanan. It's a mitzvah Dei Raisa of Talmud Torah. V'limadetam Oysam Ez Bneichem V'shinantam Levonechem. So even though the child is still a baby, and certainly upon him at that moment there's no mitzvah incumbent to learn Torah, it's not shayach, he doesn't have any das and seichel to begin with. Nevertheless, the father's chiyuv, mitzad his chiyuv of limud ha-Torah, there's a mitzvah to teach his son. And that mitzvah to teach his son begins mamish mishayaschel adabe. Aviv malamda, he teaches him the Loshon HaKodesh, and he teaches him Torah tziva lanu Moshe. That's how it begins. And from then on, and certainly past bar mitzvah, the father still has an obligation to teach his son Torah. How long is the father's obligation? It's mavur in the Shulchan Aruch Harav of the Baal HaTanya, in his Kuntras of Talmud Torah, the Kuntras Achrein, he says that a father's obligation inherently is not totally so much in zman, as much as in quantity of Torah. He says, a father is mechuyev to teach his son kol ha-Torah kula on the surface. He should cover kol ha-Torah kula. So he says that should happen around the age of 22, 23, 24, whatever it is. An average Baal Seichel learning all day, he should reach that point around that age. And that is the chiyuv of a father to give over kol ha-Torah kula with the kelim that's needed for him to start learning on his own, and then he takes over and learns for the rest of his life. So the chiyuv of the father, according to this, begins at a very tender age, at the age of a baby, and continues well beyond bar mitzvah. But I'm not asking about the chiyuv of the father. I'm asking, what is the man of the chiyuv of the son? Mitzar atzmo, his own chiyuv lilmoy Torah. There's a chiyuv lilmoy ulalamed. So what is his chiyuv of learning Torah? So everyone will jump and say, well, of course, like every other mitzvah, when does it begin? By bar mitzvah. And it would make a lot of sense. There's one Rambam that seems to undermine that understanding, that it begins at bar mitzvah. Why? Because the Rambam says, Loi limdo yoviv, what happens if the father did not teach his son? There was no father, the father didn't teach his son. That's the Gemara says, Baram, Zachoy, Sish Latov, Yeshua ben Gamla. The chiyuv was to teach his son, and that's what people did. But there were people who fell through the cracks because they didn't have the father, or the father, for whatever reason, remained in Am Haaretz, and he was not able to teach his son. And because he was not able to teach his son, what happened? The child remained in Am Haaretz. But the Rambam says, Loi limda yoviv, chayov lelamed es atzmai kisheyakim. Kisheyakim. Chayov lelamed es atzmai kisheyakim. Shenamar, and he quotes a pasuk. Ulamadetem oisam ushmartem la'asaisam. Right? Ulamadetem oisam ushmartem la'asaisam. And if he doesn't learn, then he won't know how to do. Now here the question is, the Rambam uses an unusual word, kisheyakir. What is kisheyakir? Like misheyakir ben chelas lakarsi. Right? Kies. What does yakir mean? Yakir means to acknowledge or to discover. The Rambam should have said very pashut. Loi limdoyaviv, chayav lalamid es atzmai. What should have been the next word? Kishayigdal. Kishayigdal. When he becomes bar mitzvah. Or kishayiyah ben yud gimel. Like all other mitzvahs of the Torah. Now here's the issue. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, b'Torah is a mitzvah, taka begins at Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad. Like any other mitzvah, a child is not mechuyev in mitzvahs earlier. However, the child does not have a Rebbe. He doesn't have anybody to be mechanichim. He doesn't have anybody to tell him v'sei Shabbos, v'sei Yontif, v'sei Tfilin, v'sei Tzitzis. Now he's going to hit the fan, Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad. At that moment, he'll be ma'umas, he will be laden with the entire corpus of Torah on his shoulders. And he will now be mechuyev to do one mitzvah after another, beginning, let's say, with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, if that's the first mitzvah, and on and on and on. And now, he doesn't know how to do anything, and he's paralyzed. I believe, and so it is in the number of more recent Sfarim, that the Rambam is saying, that a chiyuv of tomorrow can sometimes pull a person earlier in time and be mechayiv him, like something coming out of the future, grabbing him in the past, and saying, listen, since you will be mechuyiv ben yud gimel shana v'yoy mecha to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and since the chelik of limudat Torah is ulamadetem oisam, so that it should be ushmartem las oisam, so you have to start your Ushmartem La'asaisam, without a doubt, at the moment of Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad. So you have to have it before that, Elumadet Tamoisam. So that's why the Rambam uses the Lashon Mishayakir, which means when he becomes aware of his predicament, or when he's capable of learning Torah, and then he is now in a matzav, where he can seek out the Rebbe, or he can find the Torah for himself, then he is mechuyev already to learn. Why? He's not bar mitzvah. The answer is because the chiyuv of midi raisa by bar mitzvah to do the mitzvahs is mechayev you simultaneously to be prepared for the mitzvahs. And that is your chiyuv, it is not the chiyuv of the parent alone. So besides the chiyuv chinuch of a parent, midrabbonon, there's a chiyuv, I believe, according to the Rambam, midi raisa of ulamadetem oisam ushmartem la'asaisam, that you're mechuyev to do this before you become bar mitzvah if you do not have a father to teach you. Be that as it may, you see clearly that there are two kinds of limud ha-Torah. There's the limud ha-Torah simply to know Torah for its own sake. And there's a limud ha-Torah to know Torah for the sake of mitzvahs. This limud ha-Torah for the sake of mitzvahs is like matmoinim in the sense that it's ready and waiting to kick in when the mitzvah arrives. It's like a person has a blueprint in one hand and tools of the trade in the other hand, and he's ready to come to the construction site, but the construction site isn't ready yet. So he has them all waiting for the construction to begin, and then when he arrives at the construction site, he's prepared. He has the blueprints, he has the kelim, he can get to work. So that is matmainim according to the Gra, that there are two chalokim in Limud HaTorah itself. That there's a chalok of Limud HaTorah for the sake of Limud HaTorah, and then there's the chalok of Limud HaTorah that remains with you temporarily hidden to come out at the time that you need it for the sake of Kiyum HaMitzvah. And that's Nasa V'Nishma is saying that even those parts of the Torah, or that chalik of Torah, which is after the Nasa has happened already, so I'm not in need of it for the sake of a Maisa, still there's a Nishma that is by itself pure and unconcerned about Kiyum B'Shaitoi at all. So that's what the Goyen says, the two levels. So really there are two levels in Torah itself. That's what I'm trying to say. Tavakshena kakesef means the Torah in its entirety, basheru Torah, with no ulterior purposes at all. Kamatmainin techapesena is the chelik of Torah that is related to mitzvahs, where the Torah remains with you until you need it to apply it. There's a tremendous difference in these two kinds of Torah. And I'll tell you what I mean. There's an inyan of Shloishim Yom Kodem Achad, and then there's an inyan Hilchus Chag B'Chag, Hilchus Regel B'Regel. Why? Because everyone understands that Halacha L'Maisa is more relevant and more acute if the Maisa is today. Of course, sometimes it's too late because you can't start learning something when the problem is at hand, because then it's too late. I remember once somebody came to me with a shaila, and it was a problem because I was not prepared to answer the shaila. But it wasn't like the chant was going to get cold till it was a very serious inyan. So I told him to run to a certain person that I thought maybe he knows better than me. Aba lamaisa, this is not. That's part of sheim sholcha adam al tegamgem ela amar loy miyad. One of them is in the chiyuv of knowing Torah well. That's part of the mitzvah of learning Torah. But the other one is simply push it to know how to answer, because sometimes a person can't wait for an answer. But be'etzem, there's a halacha of learning Torah b'shas ma'isa, because the b'shas ma'isa gives you a greater havana. That's the point. The b'shas ma'isa gives you a chiyuv, which is because I need to know how to do. What I'm driving at is that there's, interestingly enough, an extra plus in learning things that are negei al halacha, because it forces you to follow through la'amita shel Torah. Like, you can fudge. What's it negei anyhow? You know, you learn something in Tumah V'Tahara. What's it negei anyhow? So that's the vart. In conjunction with this, I would like to look at something together with you. We looked at part of it at a different context. That's not Negeya to us right now, Baklal. I mean, if you get involved in that, you're going to go into a whole thing. The Rambam says that the inyan of Kadima requires a person to teach his grandchildren before he teaches anybody else. He says there's a chiyuv to teach everybody, but there is a chiyuv to teach your grandchildren before anybody else. And of course, the ikar chiyuv is to teach your own children. The Gemara says that a malamin is ben b'nai Torah kilu kibla mehar Sinai. Had a whole suffix, who is the kilu kibla? The father or the grandson? I mean, the Zayda is kilu kibla or the grandson? Who's the kilu kibla? Most people say that it's the grandson. It's like the grandson skipped the dar, so he's closer to the Masaira because he's learning from a Zayda. But it could be that it's the Zayda based on Yerushalmi, but it's not Nagea right now. But I wanted to learn with you the following. There's the Hakdoma of the Chai Yodom, last Hakdoma in the Chai Yodom. And here the Chai Yodom has a very big arichus. And to sum it up, his main point is the following. He says that learning, and I have some comments to make after we finish this discussion, about this Chayyodim. But let's first see what the Chayyodim is saying. The Chayyodim speaks about your priorities in learning itself. A person has a limited amount of time, and the question that everybody has, and this is a question that everybody asks, what should I focus on? What should I concentrate on? Now, Be'emes, before we even begin the Chayyodim, you have to understand one thing. Torah is a very remarkable mitzvah in that it is so vast that you can grab it from many different ends. And you're still mekayim the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It did not say in the Gemara Beferish that you have to learn A, B, C, D, and otherwise you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There are, interestingly enough, a certain sense of priorities. What happens if a person can learn Torah Shebaal Peh and he doesn't and instead focuses exclusively on Torah Shebaksav? Might be a chesaron in the mitzvah, in the kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the etzem, it's vast and extremely flexible. But the Chayyodim says that afal pi kein, there has to be an understanding that the things that you need to know have a priority over the things that you don't need to know. Now, what do you need to know? You need to know kol ha-Torah kula be'etzem. So what does he mean? Of course, he says the things that you need to know for your daily life, your halacha, you have to learn before you learn anything else. Now, this l'chayr is a davar pashut miyot. If a person is not going to know how to perform the mitzvahs, then what's going to be with him? But what happens? What happens is that there's a lot of pratim in how to perform mitzvahs that are not so exciting. And the sfarim that you learn from can be very dry, because memanav shach. If I start from the Aleph Beis and go through the whole yegiyah and pilpul of all the rishonim and achronim, so in the end, how much can I cover? If I start with the halacha psuka, besides the question of whether I fully understand what the halacha psuka is, because I don't have the proper background, I also don't get the same gishmak. You very often find that the gishmak of a person and maybe what his obligation ought to be are not necessarily the same. A person may have a gishmak in something that's not lemaisa, and his obligation is to learn something that's lemaisa. A person may have a gishmak in a chidud, in a sharfkeit, in answering a stira, when in fact the more important parts of the sugya have no stiras, and you're supposed to know them also, but they're very dry. So if a person has an unbelievable amount of yiras shamayim, and his whole engine that motivates him to learn is that yiras shamayim, then for him it's very poshut. He has his priorities, and he has his list, and he has what to learn, and he does it. Like a chamor gorem. Vayet shichmoy lizboil, vayhi lemas oivet. That's the level of Yisachar in learning Torah also. But there are many people who don't have that cheshek and that gishmak. They can't learn. There are too many interferences. The world is pulling at you. He has Yetzirah, four kinds of things. So he needs to be anchored in something that gives him the lachluchis. It gives him that excitement, that energy that comes from the excitement, from the enthusiasm of, oh, what am I going to learn today? And that's why the whole question that the Chayyodim raises becomes very complicated for each and every individual to confirm. Because I may want to do something, but I may be able to do something else better. Because I have, that's the way I'm wired, or that's my Yetzirah. There's a Yetzirah in learning also. And sometimes you need that Yetzirah to keep you going. So let's see what the Chayyodim has to say. So he says like this. Yeah. On the paragraph, V'ata Basi Lohosif. You see it? Yadua she'ikar limud ha-Torah hu leida mitzvayseho b'chol proteho. Ki emes she'akadosh baruch hu sameach b'pilpula. Aval ein ze rak k'moi she'ha'av mishtasheya v'sameach k'shemedaber b'noi eze dvar chochma. Aval ein ze tachlis ahavosoy l'b'noi. Akesheroye she'b'noi hoylech b'derech ha'yosha u'mekayim kol mitzvays aviv. Kain Ritzaina Yizbarach Shmoy Kishemifalpul or Adam Bedivre Torah Bedivre Haskel Avo Bevadai Haikur Hu Ritzaina Yizbarach Shmoy Sheyeda Mitzvahs HaTorah. So the Chayyodim says that there's no question that the ultimate desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we fulfill his Ratzon. in order to fulfill his ratzon, we have to learn certain things. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is excited with this, and he has simcha, with the simcha that we have, with the sharfkeit and with the chokhmah that we apply to Torah, but that is not the ikar. The ikar is to fulfill his ratzon. So the Torah has to follow that ikar. V'zeh loshon hashach, the Sif Seit Koyein, B'simen in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Katan Hey, he quotes, Kosav Hadrisha. Rabbi Yeshua Falk, the Drisha, the Sma, writes, Yesh Bali Batim Noyagim Lilmoid B'chol Yoim Gemara Im Toysvois V'loi Sha'ar Poiskim. Avali Nira Sheyesh Lilmoid Sifrei HaPoiskim Dinei HaTaira D'zeh Shoyrish V'ikol HaTaira Seinu V'chulu. The Kavan She'enam Loimdim Rak Yimaloi Dalit Shois Lo Yilmedu B'shas L'chud Ad Kan L'shoyna. The Shach says that a person who has a limited number of hours in a day, like 3 or 4 hours a day, by them that was a limited amount of time. You know very well what's called the Rambam's Balabos. There's a phrase in the yeshivas, the phrase is the Rambam's Balabos. What do we mean the Rambam's Balabos? So the Rambam says, when he speaks about the mashal of dividing your hours into three parts, Chayav Adam L'shalish Zmanoi, so the Rambam, as he does very often, gives an example. L'saber esa'ozen, just simply to get an understanding of what it means to divide it into three parts, he says, for example, in the 12 hours of the day, the Shoz Manios, the 12 hours of the day, he says, let's say a person is a worker, and he has only 9 hours to learn, and 3 hours he has to work. So he should take those 9 hours and divide it into three. 3 hours for this, for Mikra, 3 hours for Gemara, and so on. So the Rambam's Balabas is a person that learns 9 hours a day. 9 hours a day. And I told you, the same Rambam that speaks about Parnosa, and everybody quotes that Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah, about how great and how necessary and how wonderful it is to have a Parnosa and to be Nana Miyagia Kapov. The same Rambam in the same Perek, it's often overlooked by the people who are quoting this Rambam, the other Rambam, which comes earlier, where the Rambam says that if a person wants to be Zoicha L'Kisra Shel Torah, he is Mechuyev to work every day only Ma'at Kedei Chayov. As long as he needs to work, he should work the minimum that he needs to, and the rest of his day and night he should learn Torah. Which means that the Rambam is saying that a person who works bekvius can work 3 hours a day. That's not much. But every single day he works 3 hours. He could have parnosa for the next month, but still every single day he works his 3 hours. That's malachtei keva. What is toirosei keva umalachtei aroi? Where a person works only if he has to. And l'moshel, if he's a shoemaker, today that's kimat not shayach, except sometimes you may have certain computer programmers that have contracts to work on a project. And when the project is finished, they'll say they get $10,000 for that project. And they finish the project in 2 weeks, let's say. So they know that for $10,000 they can manage to go for a couple of months with their family, with all the expenses that they have, a hulu. So then that person would stop working, and assuming that he could get another project easily, he would then undertake the next project when this money runs out. That's malachto aroi. That's where Torah is keva, and the rest of that time that he has, he learns all day and into the night. So that Rambam also requires that you should work, but the kind of work that the person does is extremely minimal and only to survive. But the kitzur, person is learning, he has gimel oidalit choice. Bayoim says the Shach, what should he be learning? Halacha l'maisa. And not only the Gemaras of halacha l'maisa, because from the Gemara and the Taisvis you won't know the halacha l'maisa, but you should learn the Gemara Taisvis and the Paiskim and emphasize the halacha l'maisa, the bottom line. So that's how he begins, says the Chayodam begins. Now of course the Chayodam is creating a sefer of such halachas. So this of course is his agenda. He's a salesman here. But he is selling something that he believes in very strongly, that it's the emes. You know, he's not a salesman that he's trying to pull the wool over our eyes. So he tries to teach us his understanding of what the mitzvah is. And then he writes, And this fits perfectly in what we were saying before in the Gra, that there are two different kinds of Limud HaTorah itself. Because Tevakshena and Techapsena refers, the Gaon says, to Torah and Mitzvahs, but he means the learning that is associated with Mitzvahs. Because the mitzvahs, and what does it mean that the mitzvahs are waiting for you in your pocket? What do you mean? You're holding an esrog since Rosh Hashanah in your pocket? What does it mean mitzvahs are waiting for you? You didn't build the sukkah yet. You're going to build the sukkah a week before sukkahs. What are the mitzvahs in your pocket? He means the Torah of the mitzvahs are in your pocket. So these two kinds of Torah, one is referring to Tevakshena Kakesef, that's the all overarching Torah, and Matmainim Techapsena is the Torah that comes from the mitzvahs themselves, that you need to know for the sake of the mitzvahs. So the Torah is waiting for its application. That's why they use the Lashon Techapsen. Zokta Chayodim here, exactly the same thing. Ki ha-Torah klula beiz mitzvahs. Chelek aleph lulmai Torah, k'may shekosuv l'matatem es b'neichem, u'bazeh ein chiluk, l'matatem esam es b'neichem, u'bazeh ein chiluk, im yomid masach es brachus, u'mayed oisei dekotshim. Ki ha-Koyel u'divrei l'kim chayim. He says klar, that the Torah, the theoretical Torah, is shava b'shava, every single thing in Torah, from the beginning of Brachos till the end of Maseches Nida, makes no difference. Or till Uktzin. V'achelik ha-beis, hu sheyiyah alimud ha-manas la'asais, hu koydim l'chelik ha-alef. He says this second chelik precedes the chelik ha-alef. Why? Ki bazeh mekayim shneim, ki im lo yilmod lo yeda ma la'asos. That's why I told you in my Hakdama that the Rambam says Mishayakir, that he has to know how la'asos before he becomes bar mitzvahs, otherwise how is he going to be doing any of the mitzvahs? But he also gets a kiyum of Talmud Torah as well, says the Chayyadam, when an adult learns the mitzvahs at Torah, he's learning Torah. So the kiyum is not only in the mitzvahs that he'll do later, but it's also in the limud at Torah, of course, as well. Bazeh amru nimnu shalimud Kaidim shat limud maybe lidei maisa. That's what I told you in the Rambam's lashon. Ratzaloyma sheyedeya ma laasis. Limud maybe lidei maisa is that the sequence. When you say kedima, sometimes you say kedima means something's more important. But the only reason it's important is because it needs to precede, like Parah Aduma precedes the Karban Pesach. It needs to precede in order to create the possibility of. If you don't have the mitzvahs HaTorah, you're not Mekayim Ratzon Hashem. But how do you get the mitzvahs HaTorah without learning beforehand? So HaTalmud is Mevi Lidei Maisa. That's why it has Kedima always before Maisa. Because if you don't have the Talmud, you'll never have the Maisa. Said a very interesting thing. He says those who were Makatzer, who composed synopses of the Gemara, the most famous one of course is the Rif. Ask yourself which synopses did he create. So if he would have regarded the Torah as universally even, he would have created a synopsis of every single sugya and every single masechta. But you see that the Rif is emphasizing davka halacha lemaisa. So you see, and the Rush of course is a chibur that's beikar on the Rif. That's really the truth. The Rush is on the Rif more than on the Gemara directly itself. There are kama v'kama examples of that to prove the point. But in any case, when the Rush wrote, he also wrote a chibur which was interested in presenting to you the Mekairis in the Rishonim, particularly the Bali HaTosfos, of the sugyas that are halacha lemaisa dafka. Well, that, and that's what he says. Ubazeh nira li lefarish hadayisa b'bab mitziyo kubtes. Sha'am alei Rav Acha b'rei Shul Rav Ashi. Shediktek olav b'shmua harbei v'heshiv loy. Ki matis l'shchitas kodshim tova actually. He said to him, when you get to say the kodshim, come and ask me questions. So Rashi's mazbir, Pirish Rashi, hikarti b'cho sha'ato chodud. I see that you're very bright and you have a very deep and penetrating analysis. So I want you to come to me when I need you in the difficult sugyas. Kimotis l'smasechus vochim shehi amuka tov actually ve'etin leiv l'tarets. Like the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah that the Eitz Kotten is Madlik Eitz Gadol, that the Talmidim are mechadidim es Rabam, and therefore harbi lomadati v'chulu v'chulu mitalmidai yoyse mikulam. So here the Rebbe is telling the Talmud, according to Rashi, that because you're so sharp, I'll need you when it comes to the difficult sugyas, because with your questions, as the Rambam says, atche yetzi mimenu chochma mefayara. From the shaylus of the Talmud, the Rebbe is mechuyev to be misamik more and more, until finally he comes to the ultimate emes of the Torah, which is hidden very deeply in these complicated sugyas. That's how Rashi learns. Ulepirusha laniyas daiti dochuk shari adaraba amr bishmael soif baba basra. All right, so lahakim yasek bedina mominus shehem kamayin amizgaber. He says if the pshat is that he's telling him, wait until you get to a complicated sugya. Why does it says the Chayodim? Why does Rashi? According to Rashi, that's the pshat that you should wait until the complicated sugyas to ask me, because then I really need you. And why does he say zvachim? No matter how complicated zvachim is, everybody in the last Mishnah Baba Basra, it says a reitzel hachim yasek b'dinei mamonis shehem kamayin amiskabit. So the is it right? Shein lucha mitzaya good batayra gadol mehem. Shem Kemayin Hanaveya really is the Lashon. The Chayodim said Mayinam is Gaber. Is always you have this. It's very interesting. Our pasuk ends V'Das Alekim Timtza. In the Chassam Sofer and many others for him, when they quote a pasuk, they write V'Das Kedoshim Timtza, because they merged this pasuk with another pasuk in Mishlei. So it's very interesting. So it doesn't say in the Mishnah Mayinam is Gaber. It says Mayin. But the point is, of course, the same. But right, so she asked the Dinamamanis, Yeshamish Hashimin Benanis, right? That's what the Mishnah says. I quote it to you in the footnote here for your benefit. But the Mishnah is saying something very precise, that if a person wants to be Mishakim, he wants to be a Chacham, right, so she lahakim, Yasik Bedina Mamanis. So if he wanted the Talmud to come to him in a difficult sugya, so that he should be able to ask him questions and through that should become a bigger chokhmah, what should he have asked him to come to teach him? Dina Mamanis, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, Baba Basra. Why is he telling him to go to Masechet Zvachim? So the Chayyodim suggests another pshat. Ubazel Asi Shapir. The Matzinu Kama Pamim Shei Shivu Amaroyim Ilu Daikinan Kulayai Loi Masninan. He writes Kama Pamim. I don't have any reference other than Gemara Maseches Erevin. Maybe it's elsewhere in Shas, I don't know. But the Gemara Maseches Erevin I bring down here. Amalei Rav Shaul Shilibrei. Ki Ailus Lekamid Rav Papa Barminei Arba Amma Shomru Ba Amma Didei Yavin Onlei Or Ba Amma Shal Kodesh Yavin Onlei. So that he says, the question is, what is the size of the Amma? Is it the size of each person, or is it a specific constant measure? And if it's the size of each person, what about the Am of Oig Melech HaBosha? So what happened was, he came to Rav Papa and he started asking him these questions. What does
that mean?
It was like some sort of a comment he was making about the questions themselves. So Rashi says over there, in other words, I would be bogged down with all of these questions, all these complications, and I would never be able to get to the main learning that we have to learn. That's what he says. And I quote here a Sefer Chassidim, which is very fascinating, but let me just continue in the Chayodim first. You have to learn and then you have to say svaris and have deeper comprehension. The main learning was to chazer over and over. Don't forget, this was Torah Shabbal Peh Mamish. The halachas psukos. The lazer amru ilu daikinan kulehai lefalpel lo hayolanu pnai lachzer halachas psukos. But beezes man as ayidaktiku b'shmur lefalpel boyu ledaktik. He says, from time to time we can be medaktik, but if we medaktik constantly, the way you suggested, we are not going to accomplish anything at all because we'll be bogged down. V'hinei ba'osei pam o yeravashi chazer al talmudai.
He
We asked the question on Rashi, says the Chayyadam, why does he mention Kodshim? Why does he mention Zvachim? If the union is that that's the most complicated Torah, when we know that the more complicated Torah, where you need the pilpul and the havon and this amkus, the chokhma of Torah, is dinam ominous. So he says it's not because of the deepening of his chokhma. He says there won't be opportunity to be mefalpul kulehai in anything that's halacha lemaisa. But when we get to Zvachim, which unfortunately Bizmaneim as Bizmaneinu was not halacha lemaisa, then we can afford the pilpul and the iyun that you are asking about. Right? He says the oz yia asokei reik b'chelik aleph, meaning the first chelik of the two chalokim of Torah. One was iyun and one was halacha lemaisa. So in something where only iyun is possible, the hainu lilmoid v'oz teheva actually, then you can ask me all your questions, because the whole point there is to know. To deepen our understanding, and that's how he understands the Gemara in Erevin, right? And the Daikinon Kulehai Lo Yavi Taninon, that being medayik too much does not allow you to learn in the breadth and in the scope that is necessary. And in this particular case, he's quoting the Gemara, the Halacha Psuka. All right. So I wanted just to point out to you before we finish the Sefer Chassidim. If you take a look in the footnote number 2, after the Gemara in Erevin, you see it says Re'ei b'Sefer Chassidim Timon Tov Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. So he writes, U'bizman hazeh she'ein chochma yiseira tzorich l'rav l'farish hakoil gam im yichtoy pirush yifarish kol atzorich. It's very interesting. He recommends that every Rebbe should have a very clear hasbara, so that the Talmud should understand easily. And certainly if he writes a sefer, that Rebbe writes a sefer, then the sefer should be clear that a person should not have to rack his brains to figure out what's going on, and thereby be mevatel from Sha'ar Divrei Torah. He says, in Torah's Kainim, in the Sifra, in the Medrash, it says what it seems otherwise. When he had a question, he says like this: if you have a Talmud that's very sharp, so the Torah's Kainim tells us that you're not supposed to spell it out for him, because that does not allow him to exercise his own kishrinus, his own mind. What should you do instead? You point to you learn a sugya, for example, you learn a Rashi, and you put your finger on the Rashi and you tell your Talmud, do is shver epis. There's something here that you have to be medayik. What is there here to be medayik? Now, the Rebbe's not asking a question. He's being rhetorical. He knows that there's a question, and he knows the answer to the question. But if he tells him the question, and he tells him the answer, the Talmud does not have a chance to grow. If he's sharp enough to be able to ask the question, if he looks carefully into the Rashi, then it's better to tell him, there's something here to ask, why don't you ask it? They tell a maisa with a little boy, who was in Cheder, he was 3 years old, 4 years old, whatever, starting out. And the Rebbe is teaching them the pronunciation of the Oseis and how to connect them to the different vowels. Kometz Alephah, Kometz Beis Bah, yeah, that. So when he gets to Pei, Tzera Pei is Pei. Pei with the Tzera, with the two dots, is Pei. So he asks the Talmidim, what question do you have to ask over here? So none of the Talmidim are really shy to ask anything, but there's one Sharfa Kepala there who's known to be a genius, but he remains totally silent. And the Rebbe's disappointed. Finally, the Rebbe asks, Nochamal, isn't there anything you have to ask? And Nochamal Adritmal? No. Finally, he tells the Talmud, Yankala, why didn't you ask? If Pei is pronounced without a Tzera Pei, what do you need the Tzera for? So Yankala says, I thought that that was your question, but then I said it couldn't be because you didn't ask it by hey. That's a, So that you have a Rebbe who teaches you a shtickle Gemara, and he says Sedach Zei Ashrei, and or somebody asks the Talmidim, what's the machloikas here, Rashi and Tosfos? So he knows what he wants to say, but he wants the Talmidim to get to it on their own. So if they struggle and they think hard, they train their brains to think, number one. And number two, it gives them a different kind of gishmak if they're participating themselves. You know, one of the greatest pedagogues that I personally have ever encountered, of course, was Rav Soloveitchik. You know, he had this koyach to make the person think that he was learning together b'chavrusa, as it were. You know, b'chavrusa. So latzanus. And it had its downside also, I want you to know. You know why? Because sometimes people who didn't know thought they knew, and they remained with the idea that they know. And that's a very, very bad thing. But people who didn't have that absurd gaiva really gained tremendously, because they had this feeling that they were in it, mamish, and it allowed them to grow into shteig in a very big way. So b'kitzer, there is in the yesod of allowing the Talmud to develop, not to present to him black on white all the time. So the Sefer Chassidim says, it depends on who you're talking about. On occasion, if you're dealing with Ben Azai and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Sanandozach, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, Ben Azai can tell him, you know, but the average person who's learning, the Rebbe's chiyuv is to make things clear to him so that he doesn't have to struggle for nothing. Because by him, the struggle will not be a struggle of deepening his understanding and refining his perceptions. It will simply be that I don't know what you're talking about. So that is. By the way, sometimes even that, you should know, if a person has that kind of yira shamayim, I remember there were talmidim over the many decades that I've been teaching Torah. There was sometimes talmidim that simply would not let you go, and they would ask. It's not that klotz kashas. They weren't kashas. Toshi doesn't understand. And I saw that he didn't have the background. He didn't have the understanding because he didn't have the background. So to give the person the background, where do you start? You start with Aleph Beis. There comes a point where you say, listen, you know, you have to know this already by now. What happened? He went to the wrong kindergarten. He went to the wrong elementary school. He went to the wrong high school. Now all of a sudden his eyes open up. There's a big Torah there, and I want to learn Torah. So with him, you have to start talking with Aleph Beis. So you sit him down and you say, look at this and look at this, and you mazbit to him everything. But the cheshek was so intense that he had to know everything al burio. And if something was missing, if there was a hole in his knowledge, if there was a gap, he had to fill it. These people, some of them steiged, you cannot imagine. In 4 or 5 years, they became Talmidei Chacham. And it's never too late, by the way. It's never too late. Avad, it's near machuk, everything is correct. You're tired easier, and your mind wanders faster. Al, it is lichtik. But in the end, it's ratzin. Masbi al cholchai ratzin, that's the biggest bracha. Person has a cheshek, I have to know this. Nothing will stop me. Nataka, nothing will stop you. No matter what the person is and where he is at, where he's up to. But this is the yesod. Let's just take a look at the end of this footnote, and we'll see. So nochamol, the Sefer Chassidim says that mainly you should teach the person clearly and unequivocally, so that he understands right away. And the same with writing a sefer. But when you have Ben Azai with Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, that's different. So the Bris Olam, the Chidah says, Kadesh lo yeh yogei al achshav yivatel mishar divrei Torah, ukuyotze aminim be'erv in daf mem chesi daikinen kulehai. He quotes that Gemara that the Chai Yodam quotes, daikinen kulehai ben yogei at this point. But it's very interesting, because he says it's very different. The Chayyodim is saying that if you're mefalpul very much in the Inyan, you simply don't have enough time to learn halacha psuka, because it drags you deeper and deeper and deeper into the Inyan, and you can focus on the same sugya for 3 weeks. But the way the Chidah is saying is that if it's not clear, then you know he will have so many questions he won't be able to go weiter. So you have to write clearly enough that the person doesn't have any questions. These are really two different perceptions of what the sugya is saying. Anyhow, the Sifra, which is also Psikta Zatras, it's also put down by the Alkut Shemoni, Amalei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the Ben Azai, right? Shenehu, teach me. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, teach me the pshat over here. But it was an inyan of tumas saras, tumas nagoyim, and zovim. Amalei ein shaynin l'chacham. Amalei pasheyu. He said to him, explain it to me. Amalei ein mefarshin l'chacham. Chazer Rabbi Yisrael Glili appears on his own umayim b'makom, and so on and so forth. So this, whatever the sinyan was in Tumah Vatara, I didn't see the fit the need to bring it down because we're not learning this sugya right now. But the point was that he asked his Rebbe to tell him, and the Rebbe refused to tell him. He says, no, you say. And finally, Rabbi Yisrael Glili said, no, but you explain it to me. He says, no, you explain it to yourself. So finally he did. He did, and he made the kal v'chomer that was necessary on his own. And the same thing, the Pshupsik, the Zutrasa, Shneu Livama, Enshon L'Chacham, Parsheu Ama, Ein Mefarshin L'Chacham, U'Pirshei Rabbi Yisrael Glili Ba'atzmai. That's what it says in the Pshupsik, the Zutrasa, in the Medrash Lekach Tov.